morning and welcome to the Print AM, our new daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Sravasti Dasgupta, senior reporter at The Print, and today I will be talking about the day two of the Punjab and Haryana farmers' protest against the centre's three farm laws. On Friday, farmers from Punjab and Haryana reached the doorstep of the national capital on the second leg of their Delhi Chalo march. Farmers who started their march on Thursday were looking to reach Delhi's Ram Leela Maidan or Jantar Mantar to protest against the three farm laws. However, the Delhi police had denied permission to the farmers, citing COVID curbs. Haryana police too had issued a travel advisory for the 25th and the 26th of November. The farmers, however, remained undeterred and demanded that these laws be revoked completely. They said that the laws promoted corporatization of agriculture and robs them of a fair price for their produce. While the farmers' protests have been ongoing in Punjab since October, with the protesters blocking rail tracks, the blockade was called off a couple of weeks ago and the Delhi Chalo march instituted in its place. As the farmers reached the Delhi-Haryana border early on Friday morning, Delhi police stood ready with barbed wire barricades, tear gas shells and water cannons. The police initially asked the farmers to continue their sit-in protest in Haryana and not cross over to the Delhi side. But the farmers responded by saying that they were only waiting for the remaining protesters to arrive before entering Delhi. As the farmers made their way towards the Singhu border Friday, clashes took place between them and the police at Panipat, Tikri and Bahadurgarh. By noon, thousands of farmers who had come from Haryana and Punjab on tractors and trucks, braving clashes at Sonipat, Panipat and Khanauri border between the two states, sat down just a few feet away from the border where the Delhi police stood ready behind barricades and barbed wires. While the police continued to make announcements about maintaining distance and not crossing over to the Delhi side, the farmers said that they would move forward in an organized manner. By 1 p.m., as the protesting farmers inched closer and closer to the barricades, the police started firing tear gas shells. In a span of 2 hours, the police fired numerous rounds and even used water cannons to disperse the protesters. Around 3 p.m, the Delhi police assured farmers that they will be allowed to move to the Nirankari ground in Burari. But things soon got out of control again, even though the farmer leaders were asking the protesters to maintain calm. Soon, tear gas shells and water cannons were fired again to disperse them, but the protesters uprooted the barbed wires and toppled the barricades. Half an hour later, as things calmed down and the tear gas shelling and water cannons stopped, farmer leaders went into a huddle. The Delhi police decided to allow the farmers into Delhi, but not to the Ram Leela Maidan as the farmers wanted, but to Nirankari Bhavan in North Delhi's Burari. After a two-hour-long meeting, the farmers decided to stay the night at the border itself and decide whether to take up the government's offer of moving the protest to Burari on Saturday. Soon, the big question that will face the farmers is that now that they have breached the Delhi Lakshman Rekha and have been given permission to set up camp in the national capital, what is the next big step? How long will they continue their protests? Meanwhile, a political face-off is also brewing between the Congress and the BJP. While the Congress-led Punjab government has welcomed the Modi government's move to allow farmers inside the capital, the Amarinder Singh government hit out at the BJP-led Khattar government in Haryana for using brute force on the farmers. The BJP's Amit Malviya also stirred a storm on Twitter after he tweeted an unverified video linking protesting farmers to the Khalistan movement. The video shows farmers saying that if Indira Gandhi can be finished, then Modi is no match for them. On the other hand, Delhi Chief Minister Kejriwal has welcomed farmers to Delhi and said all arrangements will be made to keep the farmers comfortable. That's all I have for you now. This is Sravasti Dasgupta, senior reporter at The Print, bringing you this podcast on The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.